these situations now is the attacks that comes on people, and it kind of caused a lot of confusion in the church as regards to, is someone coming to kill you? Do you defend yourself by running away, defend yourself by trying to block it and find a way to escape? Or if you have an opportunity to kill him and you do really kill him, are you committing murder by doing that?
And I've heard lots of people that ask that question in violent societies. Yes. Is, you know, are you allowed to kill somebody who's trying to kill you? And we have to think of it as God hating sin. You know, God says he hates he's angry with the wicked every day. God hates the sinner and not just the sin. But he hates sin. And we're supposed to be suppressing sin. So when we keep that idea in mind and we think of somebody that's coming to murder us, and I'll specifically talk about the case with murder, is murder a sin? Murder is obviously a sin. It's clear in Scripture. If somebody's trying to murder you and you kill them, is that murder? Let me explain why it's not. The Bible very clearly says in Deuteronomy that if you're asleep in your bed and you're in a house and it's dark out and they break into your house, that if you kill them, you haven't murdered them. Well, if they're not, you don't even know in that case if they're trying to murder you or not. But yet, if you kill them, it's not murder because it's dark. Because of self-defense, it's acceptable to kill them in the eyes of God. That's a righteous act in the eyes of God. Now, if it's light out and you can see them and you kill them, that was murder. Okay. Unless they're trying to kill you. Okay. Then you have to know that they're trying to kill you before you can respond in kind. So now that, let's take that and apply it to the situation you were talking about. In the one situation, one's coming in and you could decide to do nothing and just be killed. Well, then you have murder in that situation.
That's correct.
If somebody comes in and you kill them before they can murder you, they didn't commit murder, you didn't commit murder, there's less sin. Which situation is pleasing to God? The one where there's sin, which he hates, and the one that there's no sin. The one where there's no sin. Now, let me give you another scenario. Okay. Somebody comes up to you, and he's a big man. I mean, you're pretty big, but say he's, you know, 100 pounds bigger than you, and he's 20 years younger than you, and he's stronger, and he's going to strangle you. But you're faster than he is. If you kill him, did you commit murder? The answer would be yes, because you could have just run away. You could have stopped his murder without killing him, which means that now you commit murder if you kill him. But if you can run away, it's not murder. And then there's no murder in that situation, so there was no reason to kill him. So if you have the opportunity to avoid it by fleeing, if you have the opportunity to avoid it by other means, you should use those other means. But if you don't, if your only means to preserve your life is to take his life, you're not committing murder. You're stopping him from committing murder, which is righteous in the eyes of God.
Wow, that's great. I think I get it much more now. So if you do the self-defense to kill when you have no any other option.
Right. When the only other option is for him to commit murder, don't let people commit murder.
That's good.